lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along, you know that we've been talking about the church and politics. Let me remind you that the church is not the building. The church, well, that's the people of God. And the church is supposed to stand up for God. The church is supposed to do what God wants the church to do, and that's us, people of God. We're to serve God while we're here on this earth. We're to bring honor and glory to Him. Our first responsibility as a person is to get saved and know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And as saved people, we're to uphold Jesus Christ. In other words, we're to present Him as the Savior to this lost and dying world. We are to stand up for what is right, and we are to be against what is wrong. And we are to let people know what is right and what is wrong according to the Scriptures. And we're to stand up for the right and be against the wrong. And let people hear our voices as we stand up. And that doesn't mean that we have to get on a soapbox to tell people what we believe and what is right and what is wrong. That means that when we're confronted with someone who is in the wrong, that we're not afraid to let them know that thus saith the Lord, that this is wrong. And when someone does something that is right, we need to commend them. And we need to let them know that God is pleased with that person who is doing right. We've been talking about worldly preachers, and some of these preachers will do anything to get a crowd and to get money. Worldly preachers casually move from the Word, majoring on illustrations many times, illustrations and myths. Some preachers say that Luke 16 is only a story, that it is only a parable. Well, I got news for you. That preacher does not believe God's Word. Some preachers actually tell fairy tales such as people dying, going to hell, and coming back. And I've got more news for you. Once a person dies and goes to hell, he or she is not coming back. The rich man we read of in Luke chapter 16 is still in hell begging for one drop of water. And that is according to thus saith the Lord. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." There is no coming back. Once the person is dead, they're either in heaven or they're in hell. Now, when a person goes to heaven, when they leave this world, I really believe that God wants us to be comforted. He lets us know that it's like falling asleep. It's like falling asleep, and I believe it's like we fall asleep into the arms of God, in the arms of Jesus Christ. When we see Him, we're going to be so happy that we've trusted Him as Lord and Savior. But if you've never trusted Him and you wake up in hell, you are going to beg for one drop of water just to cool your tongue, as that rich man we read of in Luke chapter 16. He's still there. After hundreds of years, he's still there begging for that one drop of water. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, the Bible teaches us that if we die without Jesus Christ, we've already been judged, because we have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Well, as we look on, we see that there's a response that we're to give, responding to the government. In John chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, it says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook of Kedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples." In other words, Judas knew where he was going. Verse 3 goes on to say, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon as then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. You see, these men and officers of the chief priests and Pharisees were in effect representatives of the government of the Jews. But notice the power that Jesus has. Jesus responded to the government the right way. John 18:6 tells us that Jesus simply used his word. Responding to the government the wrong way, in John 18:10 it says, Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Well, Jesus' response to Peter is given. Remember, Jesus answered in the right way. He used his word. And that's what we're to use when we're confronted by the devil or those who represent the devil. We're simply to use God's word. We're not to do as Peter did, lashing out and trying to hurt someone. Jesus' response to Peter's action was this. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 51, it says, And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear, and that's the ear of Malchus, and healed him. Jesus healed the servant, Malchus's ear. Jesus, in his word, teaches us to respond in a way that does not cause anarchy. A chaotic situation in which there is a total lack of organization or control. When there is anarchy, there is confusion. When anarchy takes place, it means there is a lack or absence of any formal system of government in a society. There is chaos when there is anarchy. We're to approach the situation as Jesus would. We're to approach it with his word. Something else. The question goes forth, to obey or not to obey? That is the question. Well, Christians are commanded to be subject unto higher powers, according to Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Christian, you are to submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. But you see, there are exceptions to Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 and 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 says, Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in common prison. In other words, they were jailed. In Acts chapter 5, the apostles are put in jail for doing the Lord's work. We just read that in Acts 5, verse 17 and 18. You see, the apostles disobeyed the government and taught about Jesus, as we read of in Acts chapter 5. Now, the act of placing the apostles in jail was an act of the Jewish religious government. Well, the apostles were placed in jail for preaching the gospel. And after being placed in jail, that's prison, the apostles were released by the angel of the Lord. Acts chapter 5 and verse 19 tells us that. Well, did the apostles quit preaching the gospel after their release from jail? Well, the answer, of course, is no. According to Acts chapter 5 and verse 21, the apostles returned to the temple and taught about Jesus the next morning after being released from jail by the angel of the Lord. Well, why did the apostles disobey the government at this point? Well, notice the angel of the Lord speaks in Acts chapter 5 and verse 20 and gives us the answer. He said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. The words of what life? The words of Jesus Christ. The life that he wants to give everyone. What is the exception to obeying the government? Acts chapter 5 and verse 29 says, Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. In other words, when it comes to disobeying God, we stand up for God. When it comes to obeying the government, the human government or God's government. We stand up for God's government. To disobey the government should only be when God's law is violated. When God's law is violated, we're to speak out. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 6. If you read that later on, you're going to see some things. Is it wrong for God's people to be in government? Well, God doesn't think so. Daniel spoke the word of God in Daniel chapter 5, and he was made third ruler in Belshazzar's kingdom. But wait a minute. In Daniel chapter 5, Belshazzar was killed. So what happened to Daniel then? Did he still serve in Belshazzar's kingdom? No, it wasn't Belshazzar anymore. But you keep reading, and you find in Daniel chapter 6 that Daniel was made number one of three kings in the kingdom of Darius or Darius, however you want to say that name. In other words, it's not wrong for God's people to be involved in government. God's law says to speak out against abortion, murder. This is the taking on purpose of a human life. Psalm chapter 10 and verse 8 says, He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Who murders the innocent? It's the wicked, according to Psalm chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. The wicked murder the innocent. The wicked murder little babies, in the womb and out of the womb. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18 says, He saith unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. It's wrong to take the life of any person. It's wrong to kill. It's wrong to murder. It's wrong to kill babies, whether they're in the womb or out of the womb. Something else that's wrong is homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination to God. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 22 says, Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, let me quickly say this. It's not wrong to stand up against the government when it comes to homosexuality. When the government says it's all right for people to involve themselves in that sort of lifestyle, it is wrong, and we need to speak up against it. We need to tell them that what they're saying is wrong according to the Word of God. Now, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22 again says, Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, the following verse that I'm getting ready to read applies to drag queens, transgenders, homosexuals, which includes lesbians and so forth. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Well, I used to think this simply meant women were not to wear pants, and so many people have been raised like that. Well, the interpretation goes beyond that. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5 speaks not only of women, but men as well. You see, when a woman wears pants or a man puts on a dress, that does not change what they are. They are still what God made them, male and female. When a woman puts on a pair of pants and acts like a man, or when a man puts on a dress and acts like a woman, that is an abomination unto God. God help us as saved people to stand up for what is right, to stand against abortion, to stand against homosexuality. God help us to be the people of God that we need to be, standing forth and speaking aloud, telling people, first of all, that they need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They need to call upon Him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll trust Him today, He'll save you. No matter who you are, what you've done, He'll save you, because He came to seek and to save those who were lost. Call upon Him right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.